Stories about married people are legendary in folklore. There's one that stands out because it's based in reality. I'd like for you to meet John and Jane Jones. They're a couple just like anyone else. They live together, they work together, they even eat together. But one particular day, they'd been so busy that when they came home, they forgot to do one important thing. You see, when they came in, they forgot to shut the door. And they really didn't notice it until the wind blew high, and the wind blew cold, and it blew right across the kitchen floor. When John Jones said to Jane, his wife, "Hey, hon, would you get up and shut the door?" "I've worked hard all day," said Jane. "Why, I've washed and scrubbed your floors. You lazy man, get up yourself. Why don't you get up and shut the door?" John, he rose up and he said, "Well, I've worked hard all day too. Why, I don't think I could do much more. My darling wife, my precious bride, would you just get up and shut the door?" Well, the two of them went round and round until a solemn oath they swore that whoever said the very next word would get up and shut the door. Well, the wind blew high and the wind blew cold and it blew right across the kitchen floor. But John and Jane, they never said a word because neither one would shut the open door. Well, there were some robbers who were walking along that way. They'd been stealing and they were ready to steal some more. They saw the light in John and Jane's house and they walked right through the open door. They knocked and they said, "Ahem, is this the house of a rich man or is this the house of the poor?" But John and Jane, they never said a word because neither one would shut the door. So the robbers ate and the robbers drank and they yelled out for John to bring them some more. But John and Jane, they never said a word because neither one would shut the open door. One of the robbers, he knelt down and he said, "Hey, why don't we pluck this guy's beard?" Another one said, "Nah, we'll kick him till he's sore." But John and Jane, they never said a word because neither one would shut the door. The youngest robber knelt down close to Jane and he declared his love, for on her he could adore. To which John rose up with his fist in the air. He let out a mighty roar. "You'll not kiss my wife," he said, "or I'll knock you across the floor." When Jane rose up, as stately as could be, for she knew she'd won this war, "Oh, John," she called, "you've spoken first. Now get up and shut the door."